Hwang Wan-deuk is sitting in front of the ranger hut and looking down the street. Wooded hills loom into the blue sky on both sides of the street. The entire area is part of the extension zone of the Phong Nha Ke Bang National Park, which is to grow from 90,000 hectares to more than 120,000 hectares to better protect the biodiversity of the park. Hwang Wan-deuk and his men check trucks and passing cars. They patrol the forest of the national park. These patrols are very exhausting. The area is very steep. There are few trails only, and the ground becomes very slippery when raining. Despite these unfavorable conditions, 30-year-old Hwang doesn't want to work anywhere else, he says.
I feel it is my vocation to protect our national park and World Heritage Site with all its plants, forests, and animals, but also including its extraordinary topography, part of which are the world's largest caves.
Hwang Wan-deuk is second in command in the ranger station. 19 men work in this outpost of the national park. Here they live, sleep, eat under one roof. Despite all his passion for nature, the 30-year-old ranger has not forgotten the people.
The locals have been living on the resources of the forest from time immemorial, so it is no solution at all if we deny these people access to the woods before alternative sources of income have been found.
In the administration of the Phong Nha Ke Bang National Park, this view is shared. An effective long-term protection of the area cannot be guaranteed with rangers and laws alone. The people have to be involved, explains Park Director Lu Min Tan.
We inform the people about the value of the area and the importance of the national park as a World Heritage Site. But we also need to generate additional means of income. If we improve the economic situation of the people, this will provide the best long-term protection for the region.
They cannot do entirely without laws and controls, though. After all, a large number of very rare animals live within the park, as well as plants of high ecological and economical value. Precious woods, for instance. Illegal loggers cut down the trees. They are lured by the quick money. What is more, effective controls usually fail due to the limited equipment of the park rangers, Lu Min Tan explains.
If our rangers were equipped with cars and motorbikes, they could control the illegal logging much more efficiently.
In spite of all these shortcomings, the park today is much better protected than it was only 2 or 3 years ago. Nevertheless, the conservation initiatives still have to be intensified. For this common aim, Vietnamese authorities, German and international environmental and development organizations are all working together. In the future, the park rangers will be better trained and equipped so that Hwang Wan-deuk will be able to protect this World Heritage Site for his children.